Chazor zeichen is bakhir as shag from him sechem noch staff ein vov zogt mishter um noch require 300 rubbings. He rubs in his hands until to make the shells become easily removed, and 500 punches with his fist. The rubbing and punching is done to the wheat to make the shells come off easily. Rabbi Yosi said no, done to the dough to make a better dough. All menachas are brought in groups of 10 except for the lechem aponim and the chavitim of the kohen gadol, which are brought in groups of 12. This is the view of Rabbi Yehuda. Meir says all are brought in groups of 12 except the chalas of a toide and a nazir, which are brought in groups of 10. Zakmar Abraisa says he rubs once and punches twice. He then rubs twice and punches three times. He continues until there are 300 rubbings and 500 punches. Rabbi Yemi asked, is rolling it back and forth considered to be two rubs or one? Take ublab da shayla. Mishnah said, Shifo b'ita b'chitin Rabbi Yosi yamer b'botzek. Does Rabbi Yosi mean it's only done to the dough, or does he mean it's done also to the dough after being done to the wheat? And the Gemara Brisa implies that he holds that it's only done to the dough. Mishnah said, Kol menachah is bo'yus v'chulu. With regard to the lechem aponim, the pasuk explicitly said it should be 12. With regard to the chavitin and the kohen gadol, we learn exer shor from lechem aponim. On the word chukah, teacher also brought in groups of 12. With regard to all other menachas requiring 10, we learn it from the toida bread. Just like over there, it's brought in 10. Same as all other menachas. Why don't we instead learn from the lechem aponim that should be brought in 12? Mishnah said it makes more sense to compare them to toida in that they're both brought by yechidim, by yachid. They're both donated, they both have oil, they both become pasul with lina, they're both not offered on Shabbos, and are both not offered when tamei. Maybe we should compare them to lechem aponim, since they're both kachay kachim, they both require levaina, they're both matzah, and are both on their own, meaning they're not along with another carbon. And for Gemara, there are more ways in which they're similar to a toida, and therefore we compare it to a toida. If we hold that something that was learned via gzeir shavik and then teach further via binyanav, so we should learn that the other menachas from the chavitin of the kohen gadol, and they should also need to be brought in groups of 12, and for the Gemara, the other menachas are more capable, are more comparable to toida than they are to chavitim, because like toida, they're brought by regular hedyotis, and they're not offered in halves, are subject to pigel, are not offered on Shabbos, and are not offered when tamei. Maybe we should learn from chavitim because they're similar to it in that they both have an isor and a flour, are both placed in the klisharis, both have levoina, are both made of matzah, are brought on their own, they require hagosha and are put onto the fire mizbech. In fact, there are more ways that are similar to chavitim than the toida. And more, the fact that the toida and the others are brought by regular people, by hedyotis, is a more important characteristic, and therefore it's compared to toida. Mishnah then continued, Rav Meir Oimer Kulam Bo Yishtei Mesrei. The Gemara explains, if Rav Meir holds that something learned via Gzeir Shavah could then teach further through Binyanav, he could learn the other menachas from the Chavitim of the Kohen Gadol because there are more ways in which they're similar to it. If he holds that it can't teach further, he learns the other menachas from the Lechem Aponim because he holds that the fact that they're both Kachay Kachim is a more important characteristic. Mishnah then said, Chutz Milachmei Toida Unazir Shehein Bo Yis Eser Eser. Mar explains the Toida breads are written explicitly in the pasuk that they're supposed to be brought in a group of 10, With regard to Nazir's bread, this is learned from the word Shalomov written regarding the Toida. Rav Tuvi Bar Kisna, in the name of Shmuel, said if someone baked the Toida breads, there are four different types of bread they're brought, you made them as four chalas instead of 10 each, he's Yoitze. We need 40 chalas, that's only the Chatchila. We need to separate truma from each type of bread, but if there's only one loaf, how do you do that? You can't say he takes a piece of each of the four chalas because the pasuk says echad, and you can't take a broken piece. And he takes the truma while it's still dough. In fact, the Bryce says all menachos whose numbers of chalas were increased or decreased are kosher, except the lechem aponim, the chavitim, the kohen gadol, the toid, the breads, and the other breads. This contradicts Shmuel. And the Shmuel holds the Tanakhama of another Bryce that says that even if the number of toid breads were increased or decreased, it would be kosher. Rav Huna said, if a baked mincha was made of one challah, he's yoitza. This is based on the puzzle that says matzah is written without the vav. Frech, the Gemara, Papa asked, if it would have been written with the vav, we would say that it would be puzzle. Regarding the toida breads, the word matzah is written with the vav, and still Shmuel holds that if they're baked as four challahs, it's kosher. If the Gemara, Rav Huna would argue with Shmuel. Zok, the next mission, the Omer was brought of an isarin of flour sifted from three saw of barley. Shtei Lechem was brought of two isarin sifted from three saw of wheat. Lechem Apanim was brought from 24 isarin sifted from 24 saw. Why is the Omer brought from so much barley? And more, since it's brought from the new produce, which has more chaff than older produce, and it's brought from barley as opposed to wheat, in order to get one isarin of high quality flour, we have to use three saw of barley. Mishnah says, Shtei alechem shtei isarinus mishalosh soin. Mark explains, since it's from wheat, even though it's from the new crop, we only need three saw to produce two isarin of high quality flour, fine flour. Mishnah said, Lechem aponim v'chulu. Mark explains that since this comes from wheat and from older produce, we can produce an isarin of high quality flour from just one saw of wheat. A braisa says, if a mincha was offered with more than a required amount of isarinus or less than a required amount, it's possible. If it had the proper amount of isarin but was made from either more than the proper amount of saw or of saw or less, then it is still kosher. Zok, the next Mishnah. The Omer was sifted through 13 sifters. The Shalechem was sifted through 12 sifters. Lechamaponim, 11 sifters. Rav Shimon says there was not a set number of sifters to be used. Rather, when the flour was deemed to have been properly sifted, it was brought, as the pasuk says, "Lakachta soilus v'afisa oisa," suggests that the flour can be brought and offered as long as it has been properly sifted. Zakhnam Rabbi says the flour was put through a fine sifter, then a coarse sifter, then a fine one, then a coarse one. Shimon Laza said there were 13 sifters in the Migdash, each one above the other, meaning a graduated coarseness. The upper one takes out the bran, and the lower one collects the soilus flour, etc. Mishnah then said of Shimon Oimer, Loi hoyo lehen kitzva. Abraisa says, the pasuk says, Soiles v'yafisa oisa, which teaches that the flour of the lechem aponim is brought as fine flour that has already been sifted. The word v'lakachta in that pasuk teaches that they may also buy wheat and sift it themselves to make the soiles flour. The word oisa in the pasuk teaches that it's only with the lechem aponim flour may be bought as flour, or maybe brought as wheat and sifted into flour. This is to try and save the expense. However, all other melachos have to be brought as soilless flour. What's meant that we're trying to save the expense? Rabbi Elazar said the Torah is concerned for the Eden's money and therefore allows the purchase of wheat for the lechem aponim. Hadalach perek elu melachos nikmatzois.